This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a foreign little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
The SAG-AFTRA strike may be over, but civil disobedience never dies. An Australian woman has threatened to protest the Pentagon Grand Brothel in Gold Coast after her husband went there for a 7-hour sex bender, complete with fantasy and fetish upgrades, during which the woman claims her husband was under the influence. The brothel manager revealed CCTV footage of the customer in question, seemingly sober, negotiating a deal with the sex workers he hired. The manager then invited the woman to either call the police or protest peacefully on the premises. Personally, I think a hot little picket line could really add to the ambiance of my sex bender.
Researchers from the University of Texas have uncovered what makes incels tick. In a newly published study in the Journal of Sex Research, researchers assert that incels attribute their own singleness to competition from other men and the perceived importance that women place on financial success and attractiveness over intelligence, kindness, and humor. Researchers also found that incels have a tendency to be shorter than average. Another tragic loss for the short community. Short kings everywhere, heed our call. Distinguish yourselves from the incels by respectfully sliding into intern Matt's DMs.
According to reports, at least 6 cruise customers have admitted to having sex in the company's driverless cars in San Francisco. Cruise is not too happy and plans to take action against those who violate their terms of service, which strictly prohibit sexual activity in the car. Cruise also stated that they monitor their cars with periodic audio and visual recordings, a fact that may delight or terrify its customers. While it's easy to see why Cruise would take such a hardline stance, what did they really expect with a name like that in San Francisco?
In an open letter, dozens of Czech and multinational companies have urged Prime Minister Petr Fiala to legalize same-sex marriage. These companies hope to level the playing field for their LGBTQ+ employees. Fiala responded that he is open to the discussion, but that the matter should be left up to Parliament. This decision could be huge for the Czech Republic. They've already cornered the market on gay porn. If they get gay marriage too, they may just have to change their flag to a rainbow and their national anthem to Padam Padam. And that leads us to today's topic, Czech.
Czech Republic, Czechia.
Czechia. I didn't know that Czechia was a thing.
That was the best piece of information for our fabulously talented intern Matt to like drop right at the top of the dock. Like the Czech Republic is also called Czechia now. Both terms seem fine.
Right. Crazy.
Czechia. And I did have to look up how to pronounce that because I kept trying to make it Chechnya because
that's already a thing.
Very similar, close to each other in sounds to the ignorant American.
Czech Republic.
For them.
Really kind of the heart of the porn industry.
The capital of gay porn is Prague, while Budapest is big for straight porn. So
yeah.
Czech porn, it's
huge.
It's leading the way.
But there's a lot of reasons why, and probably the most obvious one is that the home base of X videos is there.
Mm. I mean, a lot of them, like Bel Ami, AVI Films. Mm-hmm. Did you read in that article a little history about William Higgins, who moved there in the 80s and set up camp as like a major porn producer?
No.
Yeah. So yeah. There was this incredibly lengthy and very thorough article. I will say that this article is from 2010. Mm. So this is also really looking at like the peak of Czech porn. Like, I think it had like even more of a stronghold those years ago because it was more scene porn. It was before, like, it was before access allowed for more independent production. So even like the kind of amateurish stuff you see was like produced by someone. And at the time, William Higgins had like a gay bar and like a studio, and it was the kind of studio where it's like the walls are painted different colors so you could sort of fake these
different like
multiple
sets.
Setups and different locations and that kind of thing. He talks about moving to the Czech Republic just years and years ago, and it was largely like when communism ended, or I should say when totalitarianism ended, it was only a matter of time before porn just started sprouting up because it was entirely illegal under that regime. And I think because of a lot of economic decimation, a lot of citizens were just very willing to be like, oh, I can make this much money doing this. And it was like staggering. Like you, like a lot of folks were like working in factories and making $600 a month.
Yeah.
Whereas you could make that in 4 hours doing porn. So people were like, of course I would. And like a lot of stigma persisted about like, oh, I'm not gay doing this gay porn.
Right.
But doing a lot of gay acts and a lot of like supportive girlfriends being like, whatever, I don't care if you fuck like, guys, let's make money.
Let's make money. There was there's something kind of fascinating about the idea that like changing from a communist country to a liberal democracy, that it was called the Velvet Revolution. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? But also like the idea of like tipping the velvet.
Yes.
You know, like that was...
It's cheeky.
Yeah.
I'd heard of it, but I didn't really know much about it.
Yeah.
But named for its nonviolent protests that brought down the communist totalitarian government. And then in 93, we have what was called the Velvet Divorce, which is like, it's kind of a lovely way to be like a conscious uncoupling between the Czech Republic and Slovakia. I'm sure it was more complicated than we're characterizing it.
Yeah, of course.
But
I think anytime you see like a huge resistance, you know, you're going to see a swing in the opposite direction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then there was a lot of like freedom and autonomy with your bodies and being like, if I, you know what, I was, you know, working in a factory making like no money, and now I can like sell my body and make even more, like doing, you know, like you're going to see that, like the pendulum swing.
Yeah.
I also didn't know that the Czech Republic is home to major like ICT companies. And it allows the Czech Republic to be among the top 10 countries in the world for internet connection speed, which is another reason why it's like,
I didn't know that.
Czech Republic also ranks
a really important detail.
ranks first for information security, according to the National Cybersecurity Index, which makes it easier for companies like WGCZ, which is the people that own Xvideos. They can like, you know, move like 30% of total web traffic. Also, at one point, WGCZ was a major shareholder of Penthouse Magazine.
Oh, interesting.
So they had Xvideos and Penthouse Magazine.
Smart. Interesting crossover there.
Also, I think, like, geographically, there's, like, it's centrally located. So, it lets, like, other people coming to Czech Republic to, like, come there and perform. It just sort of became, like, the hub of porn. And also, like, kind of, like, sex work. Like, there's a lot of brothels there as well. Also, having sex in public in Czech Republic is only like a maximum fine of 5,000 crowns, which is like $260 USD.
Which, as we know from porn, is like
nothing.
How much you get to just like give your buddy a hand job. So it's curable.
A lot of porn performers come from, you know, Czech Republic. 12.8% of the world total adult film stars come from Bohemia and Moravia.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a high stat.
Yeah. It's the third nation in the world, the number of porn stars, behind the United States and Russia. Yeah.
Did you also see this thing from Urban Dictionary that Matt clocked, that a Czech hunter is colloquially used as like a charitable organization that donates money to gay men in need? It's kind of dark, but I really love it. It also sort of, it nods to, because I think Czech porn is, because of the sort of financial aspect of it and the like
it sort of like perpetuates this like theme that like post-communism.
Or, like, birthed a lot of it.
Yeah.
Well, like, a lot of the, maybe, I don't think we're saying kind of the same thing or getting at the same thing, that, like, a lot of Czech porn is, like, gay for pay.
Yes, exactly.
Casting couch kind of stuff, like, the cameraman paying to make people do things, whether it's, like, couples having sex or it's, like, hey, fool around with this guy that we just introduced you to.
Right.
Or your buddy right
here. They're easy to exploit, you know, because they are hungry for, you know.
The cash. Right. But that has, like, become a massive trope in porn. Mm-hmm. And I don't actually know the timeline, but I'm guessing that Czech gay porn probably came before even, like, some of the, like, pay-to-party porn we see in America. Like, girls being like, hey, get in this van with us, you know, that, like, blends into, like, all genres and
you
formats.
Do see, yeah, all of that is so, it's so specific to Eastern Europe. It's like, you don't really see it in America as much as you, you know.
Yeah, the closest version is sort of the girls gone wild, like, the guy pulling up to somebody, like.
But even those, like, Bang Bus or whatever, it's not like, hey, we'll give you cash.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you want to hook up? It's like, or like, you know, like, what's like the taxi one? You know, like all of those like in England.
That taxi one came to mind too with like the cock destroyers.
It's never usually like cat. It's like the money aspect of it is so big in Eastern Europe and specifically in Czech Republic because, you know, they were such a poor country because of, you know,
a million historical factors. Yeah.
Right. Lived under communism for a while.
Yeah.
I also have some interesting stats about, like, their attitudes towards sex.
I was going to mention that because in that other article I prior mentioned, William Higgins talked about, like, a willingness and, like, a kind of attitude, like, towards sex that was conducive.
Yeah, they're more open and more, like, for instance, okay, so there are the sexual attitudes of, you know, 1,700, 862 male, 857 female respondents over 15 years of age were investigated by an anonymous survey of the population of Czech Republic. They found that only 3% of men and 3% of women were against premarital sexual intercourse. So that's, like, a very small amount against premarital sex.
That's wildly low.
Yeah. And then
I would think compared to, like, the U.S.
Only 4%.
Example.
Yeah. Like, when you think about compared to the U.S., only 4% of men and 8% of women thought that pornography should be banned. Like, less than 10% each, which I think if you think of in America, it would be much higher.
I don't know the stats in America, but it would definitely be higher.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only 28% of people were against casual sex. 7% of people were against masturbation and considered it harmful, while 65% of men and 58% of women thought it was a natural manifestation of human sexuality. You know?
There you go.
Only 6% of people were against homosexual intercourse. Only 6%.
Wow.
I think if you think about America, it'd be, like, a lot higher.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a different culture. Interesting.
Yeah. I know. So I was like, okay, so all of those factors combined into one, it kind of makes sense, like, why there'd be such a boom.
And the payoff is that, like, the billions of dollar industry that is porn, Czech is second only to the U.S. in production.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, when you think about how big and capitalist and powerful America is, Czech Republic, there with their fast internet speeds and their willing participants.
And so many, I just can't get over that there's so many performers who are Czech.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some fun Pornhub stats. Visitors from Poland are 158% more likely to view Czech videos. That's from 2022. Neighbors, you know.
Neighbors. And also, like, Poland, I think of as a much more sexually repressed country.
Yeah.
So it's almost a way of, like, stepping to your sister country and being like, but can I pretend, you know?
But I mean, this is kind of like us. You know, they're not so far away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, it's kind of like porn featuring myself.
Yes, exactly.
I can't get Polish porn featuring myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Czech's a popular category.
Yeah.
Should we do the showdown?
Let's show down, baby.
Okay. First one from me. Fucking two super hot Czech girls, Zuzu Sweet and Isabella De La.
Love it. De La.
Three A's.
I'll start with this one because it just sounds like something I would enjoy the fuck out of.
Yeah.
Czech collage party.
Oh.
Now, I think this is a typo and we met college.
Yes.
But I want a collage and then fuck.
A collage party sounds fun, you know?
Sounds delightful. Sounds like a nice time with friends. Yes. And then, you know, we have some fun otherwise. Why not? Why not, I say.
Sounds like something you did in 2020. Okay. Horny check twink like piss and sperm.
Yep. Okay.
Delicious.
Great. Little kinky. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alluding to the Urban Dictionary reference, check Hunter, real hardcore breakup therapy, sucking strange dick POV.
Oh, sucking strange dick.
So it's breakup therapy. We're sucking strange dick. We are on the rebound is what I...
I'm always sucking strange dick, you know?
When is a dick not strange?
Yeah. You know? The stranger, the better. Give me some character. Okay. POV bareback gay fuck with hunk check man who needed.
Who needed?
But I was going to say bareback is big in Czech Republic.
Yes. We didn't even talk about that.
And I think it was, we didn't talk about this, but that's huge. But I think it was also in response to when like the condom thing in California.
Yeah.
People were like, okay, let's find other places to, you know.
There was a boom. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was, you can find Czech bareback porn for sure. Check twink's friends fucking bareback at home when parents go out. Speaking of bareback.
See, more bareback.
The parents aspect.
Yeah, that's a little concerning. Dizzy.
Going a little younger than I want to. For sure.
Yes.
I mean, unless, you know, it's Thanksgiving and we're just home with our boomer parents and we're well of adult age. But somehow that's not the vibe I'm getting, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Check blonde twink sucks cock for the opportunity to get a job. Check Hunter.
Check Hunter. All right, last one from me.
Mm-hmm.
From the Czech Republic, Judith, the brunette, who became a...
We'll never know.
We don't know what she became, but that's why you gotta watch it, because it's a mystery.
Wow, okay, watching. Consider me subscribed. Okay, last one from me. Czech couples, young couple takes money for public foursome. I mean...
Yeah.
I would do it for free, but that's just
me. Love to see it. Love to see it. Shall we take a break?
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, listeners. This is Laura. As some of you are already aware, I've been working with the Sexual Health Alliance to become certified as a sex and intimacy coach. I am thrilled with the program so far, as it features some of the best therapists, experts, and academics in the sex space, and even a few guests on the pod that you might recognize. I like to think that I was pretty savvy when I set out for my certification, but I still learned so much. Sexual Health Alliance courses are progressive, affirming, research-backed, and frankly, exciting. I love sitting in a room surrounded by other people who are interested in dismantling shame and stigma and who want to spread pleasure in their own communities. If you're like me and you're interested in enhancing and legitimizing your career in sex, whether you're an educator, therapist, or a coach like me, I highly recommend the Sexual Health Alliance. You can learn more about the cohort that's starting in the new year by visiting sexualhealthalliance.com. And I'm now building my own practice and accepting clients. I work with individuals and partners in relationship of all kinds, and I offer my services via video conference so I can work with you anywhere. If you want to learn more, go to tinyurl.com/LauraCoaches. That's tinyurl.com/LauraCoaches. So the first video we will talk about is simply called Smooth Czech Lads.
Mm-hmm. And boy, are they. Hairless.
Hairless little twinks, baby. Yes.
Eric Haas, Marek Kolob, and Daniel Hajek. Mm. We open on the inside of a cabin.
Question mark?
A cottage, some lodging. We're not really sure.
Yes.
I couldn't figure out who was who, but our star is in his room, and we get a nice little voiceover, some subtitles. He starts playing with his USA boxing gloves.
I have to say, the USA boxing gloves are the sole reason I was like, we're absolutely doing this video. Like, this man is on his bed. There's just a pair of boxing gloves.
Yes. Some snowshoes
Men,
behind
let
him.
Let us know if you do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, snowshoes on the wall behind him, and he's like, just puts the gloves on and kind of punches them a bit, you know?
And it's just like doing a little one, sure. two, one, two, three. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And his voiceover is talking about how there's so many hot guys and studs in this.
Lovely guys.
Yes.
I couldn't believe how many lovely guys there are out there. My cottage slowly filled up with stunning
with
guys.
With studs, yeah. And then his friend, I don't know, like walks into the room. And they decide to do a little spar.
Yeah.
And
just wrestling. Just like 12-year-olds.
Right.
Playful boys.
Yes.
You know?
One with boxing gloves, one without. And one of them's like, okay, I win. A win is a win. You have to suck me.
It's like, I won. Suck me.
A win is a win. You gotta suck me.
A win's a win.
You know,
you can't argue with that. A win is a win.
Yeah.
And we're the winners here.
Yes. And then the other guy who lost, our loser, you know, was like, okay. And he has a wedding ring on, which I was like, oh, interesting.
Yes,
fascinating.
All caps, I was like, wedding ring. That was part of my pitch to you. I was like, Rachel, we've got a wedding ring.
You know, I love it. And
big fat wedding ring, too. Like, hard to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a prop wedding ring.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing a lot of things to be like, these are straight boys.
Yes.
These are straight men.
Hammering it home.
This man boxes. This man has such a big wedding ring.
Yeah. And then our friend, our loser, just decides to start from scratch, just with a soft dick, you know, wants it to rise, just makes it rise like a loaf of bread. And we see
although,
it.
I will say, like, that cutaway was really funny. Like, so the guy who loses the bet and has to suck the dick really goes for it. Like, he's sensually, he's like rubbing his friend's body. Like, he sort of goes in slow.
Yeah.
And then he sucks it for a while before it gets hard. And then we cut.
Yeah.
And we're like behind that ladder. We're getting like a dirty shot with like a wooden ladder in the foreground. And his dick is suddenly like fully hard. When for a second it just like wasn't really behaving.
No.
And I was like,
maybe they
paused and he popped a pill and he worked it up. And some of these guys aren't gay is what we learned in the first section.
Yes.
And then now he's enjoying it. Now he's hard as a rock.
They're sucking each other off. They're jerking each other off. There's some interesting muzak in the background.
Yeah.
And then,
how do we characterize the muzak? It was
it was sort of like
it was
spa.
Like knockoff Celine Dion. Do you
but
know
it
what
was
I mean?
Giving like spa vibes. Like it was like moody.
Yes, but it had lyrics. Like
oh,
it was
at
like
the beginning. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, at the beginning it had lyrics where it was like, we will fun and we'll win.
Yeah.
Like it was like heartfelt, like champion music. Like maybe
I
it's what they think American music is.
Yeah, they're really trying to appeal. I mean, again, with the USA boxing gloves, it's like we're really trying to appeal to like a Western audience.
Yeah.
And then someone walks in the door. Our little blonde twink with his eyebrow piercing was like, this is my room. This is my room. And they're like, no, it's not. And then there's a little back and forth.
Like, it's definitely
my
room.
Like, definitely
and no
room.
One has an argument as to why it's their room or not.
Right.
And he's like, no, this is definitely
mine.
My room. Oh, this is
no,
our
this
room.
Is mine. And we're like, okay.
No, this is
and then
mine. They're like, nobody's like, here's my key with a number on it. Like,
here's my confirmation code. You know, they were just like, and then they just go, well, you could stay here, but but you have to join us. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. If it's your room, then come fuck with us.
Yeah. Like, and this guy just says, sure.
He's like, that's cool.
Yeah. And he joins on in.
And then
he
becomes kind of the star of the show for much 100%. Of the fucking.
Thank God.
We get DP.
Up.
Yes. DP in this man's asshole.
DAP. Yeah.
Yeah. DAP. It was, thank you.
It was, yes. And what's crazy is, like, before we even get there, it's, like, both of their fingers, like, playing with his asshole, like, back and forth, like, doing a little, like, yeah. like seesawing, like, really spreading him open.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then we get to some double anal penetration, which I was like, wow, go off, you know?
Yeah.
Something tells me that this guy is gay. And I think it might be the perfectly hairless asshole or the fact that he didn't bat an eye at double anal penetration.
It just was the impressive asshole that gave it away. Yeah, I do feel like you're right that we
and
have
you
like
know
a couple
what tells me that
guys,
these other guys, have... the other guys are straight, is that they both just use spit for everything. I was like, okay, no, you need lube. You know,
that's
get some
point.
Fucking lube.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, surprise to no one, this did turn me on. There was some dicks and ass, two dicks and an ass.
I picked out this
sucking each other
special
off.
For you, Rachel.
Yeah, yes.
I picked it out special.
But what was really funny to me was like when every single one of them came, they did a slow-mo replay.
Yeah, the slow-mo. Oh, God, delightful. I love the slow motion
you know?
Cut. That was just the best cherry on top of the
It made me think
thing.
It should be like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Do 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 do. You know,
dun 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 dun.
You know what I mean? Like slow motion replay, like crossing the finish line. That's what it was giving.
Yeah,
I was, and then I was like, oh, we're at the Winter Olympics.
Oh, we did. Oh, that's great. That's great.
That's the storyline that I gave everyone.
That's
you know,
very good. The only thing that would have made it better is if they were on those weird box beds
yes.
they gave them to try to prevent the athletes from fucking.
Yeah.
How are you going to try to prevent the athletes from fucking? Like,
no.
Let them have their fun.
Good God, they've been training for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
I thought this was delightful. It was ridiculous and and campy nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how lucky for such an incredible bottom to just walk right in your doors, you know?
You know? This is like kind of worth it to like have, you know, get the wrong
lucky
room.
Straight tops.
Yeah. Sometimes life just works out like that, you know?
Sometimes life just works out.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about Vanessa Decker?
Yes, we should. Vanessa Decker is a Czech performer. This is called Vanessa Gets a Massage.
Yeah.
From Digital Doghouse, Ricky Rascal. But like, we don't even see Ricky Rascal. He's just really not featured whatsoever.
He's really just a spirit in the room with us. Yeah. His hands appear.
Like, is Ricky Rascal here now? Like, you know, is Ricky Rascal with us now in the room? Because I don't know.
Hard to say.
So we start off with her. She's like laying, reclining face up. Which I was like, okay, interesting that this is how the massage. So this massage starts with, it's just straight to her tits.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tit massage, which can be nice.
Yeah.
And then I honestly, what I loved, surprise, is like she's wearing like a cami and like a little like lace panties. And he like yanks up her panties and starts like rubbing her pussy. And I was like, okay, I'm into this.
Yeah.
This is hot to me.
Yeah.
I wish we would have stayed a little bit longer with that because then he like takes off the panties and then we just get like close up shot of like him like rubbing oil on her pussy, which is like, you know, hot, but I like panties.
Yeah.
And then he gets his dick out uncut, you know, we'd love to see it. And then this is at this point, like we really only see Ricky's face for like a brief moment in the beginning. And then he's just a disembodied dick for the rest of the video. We get some doggy style on the table.
We do get a shot of him at the end where like, I was like, maybe this is why we don't see a lot of him.
Yeah.
I might have been reading into it, but like he comes and we kind of look at the cum for a second.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like looking at it and like playing with it a little bit. And then he comes back to her and gives her just like a really sensual kiss. Like suddenly they're like a couple as opposed to it feeling like a professional massage.
Huh.
And she's kind of fine with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she kind of indulges the kiss, but she doesn't seem like
She's like, I didn't really need
yeah,
that.
She was like, okay, I guess you love me. It's kind of like what the undertone was.
Yeah.
And then the video ended and I was like, oh, there he is, you know, which is sort of a funny finish because this also isn't like, it doesn't have the massage setup that you sometimes see in porn of being like dubious consent or being like this, this massage is going to happen. What are you going to do about it?
And then his hands just started wandering.
Yeah. And she's just like, hey, okay.
Yeah.
Which I actually kind of liked. Like I fucking love a sensual massage.
Yes.
I probably was biased in picking this because I was like, put oil on that pussy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure.
You know?
I get it.
But yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But it made me want to get like a just a nice little tit rub, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah.
I do know.
A little honk honk squeeze squeeze.
A little honk honk squeeze squeeze.
You know? On the old gals. anyways. They both did something for me.
100%. Yeah. I don't know if either of them were like top of the spank bank, but like they both absolutely.
I would definitely like
whistle.
For a moment. I was like, how much time do I have after smooth check, lads?
Meanwhile, you're texting me being like, I'm running late.
I was like, no, I don't have any time.
You don't have time, but maybe you have time now. Maybe.
Maybe.
You, could,
you know what?
You know?
Well, I got some time. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. Also on our YouTube, youtube.com/@GirlsOnPern. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/GirlsOnPorn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a cheeky little 5-star review, it does truly mean the world to us. So please feel free to include your Instagram handle so we can tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.